This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the weather has been weird lately. We've gotten double the amount of rain this month than usual. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson and the Weather Center to expand upon what we can expect this weekend, right?
Yeah, Larry, we've had already over 6 inches of rain this month in Central Park, and we may end up with over 7 inches of rain by the time the month is over because we're looking at a fair amount of rain coming through tonight. Not so much right now. We have a couple of spotty showers. That'll be the case not just through the rest of this afternoon, but probably into the early part of this evening. So if you have some dinner plans out and about, in general, it's still going to be pretty dry. But later this evening, especially toward 11 o'clock, toward midnight and beyond that, into the overnight and into tomorrow morning, that's when we'll have the best chance for some steadier periods of rain, some downpour. Even a couple of thunderstorms that could lead to some flooding. We do have a flood watch in effect for North Jersey and the lower Hudson Valley from this evening into tomorrow morning. We'll still have some showers and storms around later tomorrow, but then we finally dry out, and it might dry out for a little while, actually. Sunday's highs in the 60s with sunshine, and then it warms up toward the middle of next week. Larry?
Sounds good to me. For the foreseeable future this weekend, though, keep your umbrellas handy, everybody, even though with the winds that are expected, they probably won't last through the weekend, especially if you've got a little cheap umbrella like mine. Meantime, here's what New Yorkers think about this weather.
There's only one word Anthony Maniscalco uses to describe this month's weather.
Yeah, it's been disgusting out, to say the least.
He says it felt more like rain than sun. More than 6 inches have fallen in Central Park, which AccuWeather says is double the average in May. But some are trying to not let it dampen their mood.
I definitely remember saying, okay, I'm not gonna let rain stop me.
It's out of my control at the end of the day, right?
How is it impacting your mood, though?
So for June, many here are hoping for a ray of luck, or better yet, rays of sun. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM on the Coney Island Boardwalk.
Stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather for your weather updates. We got an investigation, meantime, going on in Jersey City where a child shot another child inside the family apartment in the early morning hours. Police say this happened about 2:30 in the morning at an apartment on South Laff Court. An 8-year-old boy somehow got his hands on a gun and fired a round at a 12-year-old, hitting them in the right arm. The victim was rushed to the hospital. Thankfully, that child is expected to survive. Parents got a lot to explain, though. No charges have been filed at this time as the investigation continues. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says the state of New York violated civil rights laws when it banned a Native American mascot, the Chiefs, in Massapequa. And she says the state can either accept the findings of a month-long probe or the Trump Justice Department will come knocking.
The United States Education Secretary Linda McMahon held a Massapequa Chiefs t-shirt as she said she is asking New York State to allow the school district to keep its mascot or else.
If then we reserve the right to turn over this investigation to the Department of Justice.
She says the state demanding Native American imagery be removed from public schools is a civil rights violation.
The president took this seriously.
In a statement, the spokesperson says the governor is focused on what matters, funding schools and kids getting a high quality education. Although Native American leaders from North Dakota were at the school supporting the Chiefs, Long Island leaders want the Chiefs mascot to be removed. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
In other news, Mayor Adams says a new multi-agency community link will enhance quality of life and improve safety in Central Park. This involves more than 20 city agencies and community partners. He says it'll make the city's so-called backyard cleaner, safer, and more vibrant on everything from crime fighting to pedicabs.
It's not a petty concern, that's for sure. You know, we are really concerned with the overproliferation of pedicabs that many of them are unlicensed. They're overcharging tourists. Some of the cases that we've heard are really astonishing when you think about people come here to visit the city. They don't want to be ripped off.
The mayor with a little jokey joke there, petty concern. Okay. He says they've already responded to about 1,500 complaints as the partnership is aided by the Central Park Conservancy's new Ranger Corps, which is in the park 7 days a week to address visitor concerns. Alternate side parking scoff laws, listen up. City Council just voted this week to give its blessing to a state bill that would let street sweepers automatically give you a ticket if you parked on the wrong curb when they come through. Brooklyn Council member Lincoln Ressler sponsored the bill. Says this will make our streets much cleaner. Officials say some people are habitual sweep blockers.
By getting a camera on every street sweeper, we will demonstrably clean up our streets in rapid time.
Yeah, the council voted 41-8 to pass the so-called home rule message. Indicating the city will cooperate with the state law once the thing passes. Right now, the bill hadn't even cleared the Senate or Assembly committees, but Las Vegas says it's coming. Violators could get an immediate $50 ticket plus an extra $25 if you don't pay it on time. And a deadly shooting this afternoon at a playground in the Bronx. Police say the shots rang out just before 1 near East 173rd and Cortona Park East inside of Cortona Park. A man suffered a gunshot wound to the head, which proved to be fatal. No word yet on any arrests. An investigation is ongoing. Everybody's talking about that new TikTok show, Roommate Court. The show tackles a perennial New York City problem, what to do about a shady roommate. It's like the People's Court, Gen Z edition. The first episode was titled Thruple from Hell. Will you listen to this?
Imagine you break up with your significant other and they start dating your roommate?
Dennis and Anna were seeing each other. Anna has since started seeing Maisie. Now Dennis wants Anna to move out. Good Lord.
Michael Aber is the host and judge on Roommate Court.
It felt like someone made up something that could be happening in Brooklyn, and there it was happening.
They've been overloaded with submissions because there are weird roommate stories everywhere you look. Carissa dealt with hoarders.
Domino's pizza boxes shoulder high, giant black garbage bags full of cans, an old ranch container.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's a hot mess. And that's from a guy who launched a show like that, Judge Alex, several years ago. The thing lasted 9 seasons, folks, so people are still into these weird court TV-ish shows. And Roommate Court did pretty good with almost 500,000 views. Good luck with it, guys.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.